Soccer. Now our final takeout comes from Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. And, you know, they had to delay a baseball playoff last night so Brett Favre could put on a show on the Monday Night Football game, beating the Green Bay Packers there in Minnesota. But tonight, it's the Detroit Tigers versus the Minnesota Twins. Win or die, right?
It is the definition of win or go home, for sure.
Exactly.
And it's going to probably be another shootout similar to what you saw last night, because the starting pitching for both teams is a little bit shaky. And that gives the edge to the Twins, who have a guy named Joe Mauer, who has 364 batting average, the best in the league right now. 96 RBIs, 28 home runs. He's dangerous. And they also have a lot of other power in their lineup.
So you say, even though these teams are 86 and 76, that they have the exact same record, that this is going to be all about offense, not about pitching.
Right now, the Twins actually hold the series lead against each other.
That's why it's in Minnesota, right?
Correct, yep. Exactly. So I think that I'm giving the edge to Minnesota, and Minnesota, the Metrodome is going to have a great party 2 days in a row.
Celeste is not going to like
well,
that.
Well, you know, unfortunately, the same thing happened last year, did it not? The Detroit Tigers ended up in the...
It was actually the Twins that ended up there. It was the Twins that ended up playing against Chicago, and they lost 1-0.
The White Sox, and they
exactly.
lost, right. So yeah. Hopefully that'll happen again.
Exactly.
Well, you know, is this a moot point, though? I mean, are we making much of a game that is just truly moot, because the winner of this game goes to play the Yankees with the best record in baseball, who are on an absolute hot streak or are going to make mincemeat of anyone in the American League Central Division? That's the theory.
The four keys I have for the playoffs are who can play small ball, which means who can manufacture runs with speed, who has good starting pitching, who has a good strong bullpen, and power clutch hitting. So when you look at the Yankees, they have literally 243 home runs. That's the most by a team right. in a season. And they also have 40 bullpen wins, which is the most bullpen wins this year in the major leagues. So the Yankees have the edge in that series against whomever they play.
So it'll either be the Minnesota Twins or the Detroit Tigers against the Yankees.
Correct.
Quickly, the other teams in the playoffs.
So the Boston Red Sox are playing Los Angeles Angels of right. Anaheim. The Colorado, in the National League, the Colorado Rockies are going to go against the Philadelphia Phillies. Phillies have the closer Brad Lidge, who last year was perfect closing games.
They're
this year he's blown
champs.
11 saves, correct. Right. And then finally you have St. Louis Cardinals, who have amazing starting pitching against the Los Angeles Dodgers, who have
Joe
five
Torre.
Players who've been in the World Series
Ibrahim
before.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Those are your takeouts.
Hey, good morning.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.